This is your KUTX soundcheck. A 91-year-old New York City law banning dancing in the vast majority of the city's bars and nightclubs shows strong promise of being overturned tomorrow thanks to a law introduced by Councilman Rafael Espinal, who says he's clinched the 26 votes needed to pass it. The cabaret law was introduced in 1926, allegedly to police the fire safety and populations of NYC bars and clubs, but has been criticized for its racial implications for nearly its entire existence. Initially, the law only permitted groups of three or fewer to perform, and only using keyboards, strings, and electronic sound equipment, which immediately suffocated the Harlem jazz scene. In the 1940s, the law was expanded to require musicians to carry quote-unquote cabaret cards in order to play, a move that put musicians like Billie Holiday, Charlie Parker, and Thelonious Monk out of legal work in the city at various times. And in the 1990s, there were accusations that Rudy Giuliani's Quality of Life campaign abused the cabaret law to directly police, quote, Latin clubs above 59th Street. Today, only 97 of NYC's nearly 25,000 clubs have a license that allows their patrons to dance legally. Not 97%, just 97. A spokesperson for New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said the mayor is in full support of the bill being repealed, but will seek to see some of its later details, such as required security and cameras at larger venues, stay in place. Radiohead is releasing the Super Collider of all songbooks. Singles, deep cuts, B-sides, it's all here in this 400-plus page behemoth that also features original work from Kid A-era artist and creator of the Radiohead Bear logo, Stanley Donwood. Pre-orders are available now for Radiohead Complete, out November 27th. For more Soundcheck music news, visit our website at KUTX.org. I'm Taylor Wallace, Jack Anderson is our producer, and this is KUTX.